Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Shoot podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, today we're going to revisit a topic that I don't think I've really discussed in some extensive detail. And I want to state immediately out the gate, number one, I'm not saying this to dog on women. I'm not saying this to tell you to not get in a relationship. What I'm telling you is this is anecdotal evidence to support a lot of more manosphere type talking points. And as a guy who was in a relationship, I can tell you this is my experience. You can feel free to dismiss it, throw it away if you want. But a lot of us who participate in this mentality, a lot of us don't want to get in relationships whatsoever. And a lot of times you have an experience I'm about to lay out. And that is that women are incredibly expensive. Now, anybody who's been married, they will tell you this. Anybody who's been in a relationship where they've lived with their girlfriend, they will tell you this. Women are expensive. Now, I don't say that as if women should be cheap. No, in fact, women are very expensive creatures because a lot of their value in the dating and sexual marketplace comes from their ability to attract mates, which comes from lashes, nails, skincare routines, all this stuff, makeovers, pedicures, manicures, you name it. Now, am I telling you you shouldn't give this to a woman? Well, I mean, if you're in a relationship, you're kind of expected to. If you don't, guess what? She'll find another guy who does. I know you don't want to hear that. I know you don't want to hear that, but it's true. Look, women don't want to live a brokey lifestyle. Dudes don't want to live a brokey lifestyle. But why in the world would you as a guy want to live in a broke situation, right? Some of the darkest times I've had is when I've been extremely broke. Am I broke right now? No. Am I rich? No. I'm actively working towards getting higher up, economically speaking. Now, my friends, women are expensive, and this is just part of the game. This is something that you're going to experience if you are in a relationship. Now, there are ways to go about this. As in, you can try to find yourself a cheaper woman if you want, even try that. But I'm gonna tell you, don't expect her to look like no Instagram baddie. Don't expect her to look like the girls that you beat your meat to if you still participate in dumb behaviors like that. Speaking of beating your meat, guys, if you still masturbate, stop doing that dumb crap. It's so stupid. It's stupid because you're using that energy and throwing it away instead of transmuting it into something beneficial. I didn't want to go down this rabbit hole for too long, but I'm telling you, if you're still doing that dumb crap, stop now. No! It's a new year. Step your game up now. It's 2025. Step up or get left behind. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, we're talking about women being expensive. Now, gentlemen, if you are a married man, you know this probably better than I do because I'm not married. But what I will tell you is marriage is a very expensive thing. Even if your wife is working, I can guarantee you, you're still spending a lot of money on going out and doing things, taking care of her, paying for medication, doing all these things, right? But that's just the name of the game, gents. Guys, if you're one of these goofies out here who thinks you're just gonna find a girl that's yours and she's not gonna want any of your money, she's not gonna want anything from you, she's just gonna be there for you to support you, you're stupid. Because that's not how this works. You know, in my book, Biblical Bachelor, which I wrote a couple years ago, and which I'm going to update, I can't believe it's been, has it really been like a year, year and a half? That's pretty impressive. Anyways, going back to that, you need to understand that, I use the word biblical because there's a lot of biblical truths that are universal. And they're often shown in the secular realm, the non-religious realm, and they're incredibly similar to the original biblical teaching from the Talmud or from what Christians call the Old Testament. And the problem is a lot of people overlook these truths and they want to be like, oh, in their pride and in their hubris as a man, they sit there and they say to themselves, hey, you know what? I'm going to find a girl who's different. I'm going to do things differently and I'm going to get different results. But guess what? Yes, you goofy listening to the show who thinks like that. You're dumb. Stop thinking like that. Now, if you're willing to make sacrifices, different story. But a lot of people, they don't want to make sacrifices. They want to just have everything for free. They want to have women for free. They want to have their dream life for free, have their dream job for free. They want to do all these things for free and have everybody else pay for them. And they don't want to actually work hard. Gents, if you want a relationship, I'm here to tell you it takes work. Now, is it easier sometimes than others? Absolutely. But guess what? Women are expensive not only with your money, but with your time. Your time's a commodity. And you're going to spend a lot of it on your woman, on activities to spend that you want to do together, on different things that are going to require your attention. I'm here to tell you. That is the unavoidable fact of reality. Now, my friends, a lot of us who are younger, you know, early to mid-20s, even late 20s, we are building ourselves and we don't have the capital nor the capacity to take care of a woman. And that is fine if you don't want to do that. But guess what? It's going to take you time to build that capital up. And most women, and I don't blame them for this, by the way, they don't want to build with you. They don't want to go to work. They don't want to grind out here because women are not made to grind. I was going to bring this up. You know, in the Old Testament, in Genesis, in the 12 books of Moses, there's a story you might have heard of called the creation story. And at the end of the creation story, there is the fall, where Adam and Eve eat of the fruit, God curses them, and then they end up living, you know, the normal existence that we now know today of you have to work to eat, etc., etc. But one thing that people don't understand in that story that's often overlooked is the part where God curses Adam and Eve. And the Eve curse is pretty well known, that you're going to have experienced tremendous pain in childbirth. That one's talked about all the time. What's not talked about is the curse that God gave to Adam. And you might ask me, well, Austin, what was the curse? What are you talking about? What curse? Well, the curse was that the man would work with his hands and eat by the sweat of his brow. By the sweat of your brow you shall eat, is what the scripture says. By the sweat of your brow you will eat, and the earth will produce thorns and thistles. So the curse for the woman was to experience pain in childbirth. The curse for the man was to experience pain in working the ground to produce the food for him to eat. In other words, man is cursed to work, woman is cursed to experience pain, both in wanting her husband's position and in producing children in labor, incredibly painful. Now, gentlemen, the reason I bring that up is not to give you a Bible school lesson. The reason I bring that up is because a lot of dudes are trying to cheat the system. They want a woman, but they don't want to work. They want to be rich, but they don't want to work. They don't want to sacrifice. They don't want to potentially kill themselves, busting their behind to work. They don't want to risk things and lose. They don't want to do any of those things, but they want all of the good that comes with none of the, and they want none of the bad. And gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find that. There are laws of the universe that you will not bypass, just like the one I laid out for you just now. Not going to happen. Oh, and feel free to try, by the way. If you really want to, feel free to try and tell me how I'm wrong. But here's the problem, my friends. Women are expensive. And if you're going to try to cheat the system, good luck, because you're not going to win in the long run. You're going to have to sacrifice. And the more you don't want to sacrifice, the more you're going to look stupid when it's highlighted to me and everybody else that you're sitting there and you're crying about how, oh, I've been working so hard. Why am I not getting the results I want? Well, what did you risk? Well, I'm still working that punk job I hate. I didn't start that business I wanted. And I'm having sex with all these fat bitches, and I'm not willing to stop going to the club. I'm not willing to stop spending money on video games. I'm not willing to do anything but just, you know, do what I'm doing right now, and I want the results. Man, you'll slap yourself in the face for being a moron. That's not gonna work. It's not gonna work, and I'm here to tell you, if you want to get the results in life, whether it's you want to get women, you want to get wealth, you want to travel, whatever it is you want to do, you're going to have to give up something. You're going to have to take risks. And the more you try to avoid that, the more you're going to end up in the same place you started from, which is Nowhereville. Being unhappy. Being disappointed. That's what you're going to find, and that's what you're going to become. And my friends, I'm not trying to talk down to you to make you feel like a bad person or that you're a failure or anything like that. I'm trying to give you some tough love so that you stop hating your life and you can look back and say, you know what? Wow, I listened to that guy, Austin, who I thought was a punk, who I thought was just trying to be a hater. I listened to that guy and holy crap, I changed my life. I feel better. My bank account looks better. All this stuff. That's what I want for you. I don't want you to sit there and be like, man, F this guy Austin who's talking about all this stuff and he's making me feel bad. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I'm not trying to make you feel like you're a loser. I'm not trying to make you feel anything other than motivated to go do something with your life. That's what I want. And I'm using my own anecdotal experiences to try to get you to bring that fire in your soul again so that you don't feel like a loser. You don't feel trapped in your own life. You don't feel like a victim. I don't want you to be a victim. I want you to be a victor, not a victim, because being a victim sucks. It sucks. I want you to win. I don't want you to lose. Losing sucks. But sometimes it's necessary to take the L in the short term to win in the long term, my friends. And that's how life works. My friends, women are expensive. And if you can't afford them, then that's okay. Focus on the good things in your life. Focus on something that's going to help you win in life instead of be unhappy and sad. And I don't want you to be unhappy and sad. Who wants to be unhappy and sad? Nobody. My friends, take care of yourselves. I hope you learned something today. I'm out of here. Peace.